Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Thank you, Bland.
Oh, shit.
Are we allowed to curse on this?
No.
Bland was hot this week.
Yo, I want to do Bland. Why did I say yo? This is a metal show.
So, this is yo. Whoops. MTV Metals.
This is Hip Hop Injection Live Cast.
What?
Yo, change that music, son. That shit is whack. That shit is whack, son.
You got any Ja Rule, kid?
Put on some shit.
8 seconds. Ow! Louder!
Okay.
You started that one, too.
Welcome
to episode 6 of the Metal Injection Livecast. We have a wonderful show, a fantastic show, a lovely show even.
And you know what? This is the 6th week, and I'm very proud to say that we are 90% free of technical problems by the 6th week.
There was one small glitch.
But we fixed it before we went on.
Yeah, we went on right on time.
It's taken us only 6 weeks to get to the 90% plateau.
And we're not even stoned. Anymore.
Probably by
some of us.
Anymore.
By week 12, we should be like done setting up 20 minutes before the show instead of five.
So today on the show, since it's the first post-inaugural edition, we're going to have Mrs. DiVitelli back on the show for a little bit. She's going to talk about Obama getting inaugurated.
Do we have to?
She was in Washington. We sent her down to Washington.
I think she's still there.
Oh, really?
Did you send her the bus ticket back?
Oh, man.
I didn't.
I knew I forgot something. I guess she's going to be calling in.
I got a few angry Jewish obscenity-laden texts earlier. Yiddish.
Oh, yeah?
Calling me a verkachter schmuck.
Oh, no.
For leaving her.
I hate when that happens. Thankfully, I changed my number before she did that to me.
Oh, yeah. So see, you're smart.
Yeah. And right now we have in the studio, a few months ago, we actually did a contest on the website where we would do a fly-in where you can actually stay at the house of one of the Metal Injection dudes.
I can't believe you guys have that kind of budget.
I know. It was crazy. We had a bunch of surplus at the end of the year in our huge budget. So we were like, you know what? Let's give back to our fans. Let's find some international fans. And let's have a contest, and let's fly him in and have him sit in on the Metal Injection Livecast. And right here, live, on the livecast, we have Ben from I'm not even sure where.
Belgium. Hi, everyone.
He's from Belgium.
Wow.
Live from Belgium in Brooklyn, New York. That's far. Do you know how much money that cost us?
Nothing.
Yeah.
So, Ben, how long have you been watching Metal Injection?
Years.
Wait.
He has such a thick accent.
Wait, what? I can't really understand what he's saying.
I couldn't make it out either.
Ben, I'm sorry.
How long have you been here?
Yeah.
Years,
thank you. What is he saying? Is that English?
I don't speak
I don't understand.
I just hear ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Wait, we have a translator. Darren, you speak Belgium-ish?
I speak broken English. I can translate from broken English.
That's just wrong, though.
What? No, they have chocolate in Belgium.
So, what is your favorite band, Ben?
You mean Belgian band?
What's he saying, Darren? What's he saying?
He said, me likey the egg roll.
Oh, you like egg rolls?
Me likey egg rolls.
We're not asking about egg rolls. We're asking about your favorite band.
What is your favorite band?
Music.
Maybe if you talk louder, he'll get it.
Yeah. That's how foreign people understand you, right? If you yell at them,
you shout
at slowly.
Their
face. That's
yeah,
what works.
That's,
okay.
That
favorite band.
Belgium, like in Belgium or here, like anywhere.
Darren.
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what he said.
In Belgium, what's your favorite band in Belgium? I think that's what he said.
I would say Land of Time.
Wait, what?
Darren?
I that one went right over my head. One more time, please, slowly.
Land of Time.
Oh, he said, Bobo, that is a beautiful dress. I believe that's what he said. I have to consult. Okay.
No, but seriously.
What?
That was the whole bit. That was the whole bit. That's what Sid came up with. Sid, did it go as we planned?
Thank you, Sid.
Yeah, it went pretty well. I would have liked if Darren at some point would have thrown in a dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Sorry.
Maybe next week.
I think the moment is past.
Do you want to offend me? Is that what you want to do? You want to start the show off by offending Rob?
What is that? I can't
half of me at least.
What does that have to do with you? Oh,
my dad is Persian.
They don't go eat from Persia. That's Arabs.
Oh, that's right.
No, it doesn't.
Just his dad. It's not a racial thing.
That's how your dad used to wake you up for school every morning. You couldn't afford an alarm clock. So
his mother. His mother's just very cheap. And he goes, Robert, we do not need an alarm clock. You just have your father go.
Wow, I am so offended. We've managed to offend both me and our foreign guest within, 10 minutes? It's not even 10 minutes into the show.
You sort of are our foreign guest, though. Sort of, right? I haven't seen anything.
I'm not a guest. I'm a fixture.
Rob actually married a woman to stay in the country. Right?
You know what her first name is?
What? That's hot. Okay, no more jokes. Seriously, right. What is your favorite band?
Favorite band in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
Oh, that's a hot one.
Ever. Who on your Last FM is your most played? Are you on Last FM?
Last FM. Wow. Who does your Twitter to about?
I would go for Deep Purple.
Deep Purple? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait, who's Deep Purple? Are they a metal band? Wait, let's consult our translator.
I never heard of Deep Purple.
That's cool. No, I'm just kidding. So you've been watching Metal Injection for a while.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm sorry.
I don't know, because like, I have nothing better to do, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I'm watching you guys.
Neither do we. That's why we do the show every Friday.
Oh,
we were like, hey, we're usually in a corner in our room crying. Why don't we just meet up, cheer ourselves up together?
But do you get other, like, I don't know what MTV shows over there, but, like...
Is there, like, there's MTV there, right? Like MTV.
Yeah, we used to have MTV, but I don't know if we still have MTV right now.
Are they, like, censored over there or something?
I don't think that's MTV America that we have.
Oh, they
have different, like, shows and everything.
Where do you live now?
So I live in the UK.
Fancy. Yeah. Is there a good metal scene in the UK?
Not at all.
No?
No.
What part of the UK do you live in?
I live in London, but, like...
Oh.
The scene when I thought about haircut and what t-shirt you wear.
Oh, it's like that here. That's pretty much.
I think it's even more pronounced in the UK than here.
Yeah.
I think so.
Now, why do you have a French accent?
Because we do speak French in Belgium.
Rob, come on.
Yeah.
I'm just making conversation. You could ask me about my.
Nobody wants to know about your accent, Rob.
No, go ahead. Ask me a question.
Your English is about 3 notches below his English, which is really sad.
I know, speak well.
He just said, well, I think it's more pronounced in England, and Rob goes, what is that
mean?
I know how to pronounce things. I say things right.
You talk good.
Oh, we have a caller. Wow.
Already? We have to give out the number.
Who is this?
Whoa.
Hello.
No speakers.
You got to turn the speaker.
Turn the speaker down, please.
Oh, no, I think this is like a remix of some sort.
Hello. The Blog Talk Radio woman, when she picked, before they pick up the call, she's just like, please turn down your speaker, you douchebag. Oh, look, I hear myself now. Dude.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, turn down your speakers. You can hear us on your phone.
Can you hear?
You have to turn down your speaker.
Yeah, start.
Oh my God! Wow.
No, just figure it out and call us back.
Or
no, they were screaming out racial epithets.
I didn't hear that really.
Epithets, right? The label.
Wait, let's consult with our English expert. What's the
Is
proper
that the word?
Let's ask the best English-speaking person here. Ben?
I don't even know the answer.
Epithets.
No racism in England?
Yeah, I guess so.
I've heard that it's more directed at Muslims.
Yeah, they hate the Pakis over there, right? They hate the Pakis.
That's true.
And like any like Arabs, black and white, it's more of a class struggle.
Yeah, because Seal is like huge over there. There's no anti-black racism.
Black artists are huge,
but not Seal. That's the dividing line. If you like Seal, then there's no racism in your society. Because I mean, come on, Seal is awful.
And he has acne, terrible.
That's how non-racist Heidi
Klum
is.
His face is burned. It's not acne.
What? Burned from? Excuse me.
Where is your Seal?
Go on
knowledge?
Wikipedia. I believe the definitive answer is on it.
A lot of people don't know that Seal used to be the singer of a glam metal band. That's why no one knows a lot about him.
Yeah, it was called Hyrax.
What? So, really? What was he burned by?
A car accident. I think it's like glass shards and burn.
No, I think he had acne and he tried to burn it off. But it didn't work. It just made it permanent.
He should have called Dr. Jonathan Zizmore.
He did, but they were like, well, we'll make an appointment for you. What's your name? And he said, Seal. And they thought it was a crank call. They hung up on him. Like, Seals don't get acne. That's ridiculous.
Wait,
and they definitely don't have health coverage.
Is that his legal name?
Seal? I just looked up Seal in Wikipedia, and there's like 20 seals. Seal, contract law, seal, device.
There's only one real seal, Rob. Come on.
People. Here we go.
Acne-ridden people. With glass shards.
British soul singer is his subtitle. Oh, he has a really long name.
Oh, he's like
seal
African.
Henry Ayusegun. Quasi.
Jose, can you see?
Alumide. Idilo. Samuel.
That's a nice way to end it off there. So we're never going to survive unless we pick all the glass shards out of our face.
It doesn't say. Where? Child's play. There we go.
Karen is brutal today.
Yeah. Brutal.
From lupus? Or measles?
I'm uplifted by this conversation because we were just assaulted. Our ears were just assaulted with that call of screaming, nigger, nigger, nigger. And now we're exalting a great black African British
American. Oh, he's back.
Oh, no.
Arrow.
You're not allowed to say nigger. You're not allowed to say nigger, okay? Talk.
All right, sorry. Hey, I have a question.
What? You're breaking up. Again?
What's your favorite type of bud?
Type of bud?
I don't
know. Go ahead.
It's a really disgusting
beer.
No, I think
you're talking
beer.
About weed.
Oh, any weed is good weed.
That's not true.
As long as it's available
as long
and free.
As it's not regs.
As long as he could bum it off.
Diesel. Diesel.
Are you like
diesel? I like the sour diesel. I have no problem with the sour diesel.
How about some OG sour fish?
Yes.
That's some good stuff right there.
That's a lot of
ice. Okay, I agree.
Rob, I think he's trying to sell you weed.
Did you realize?
Purple Hydro. Oh, my God. Hydroponics, best thing I've ever had. I had it in 5 bags.
Tell me everything about it.
Go ahead. What's it like? What does it look like? Is it green?
It's green. It has little spots of purple in it because it's a type of kush. But hydroponics is when you, it's underwater. They grow it underwater, so it's just the best. It's super dank, and it's just the best thing.
Is that us in the background?
Yeah, you gotta turn down.
Dude,
there.
Turn us down. Like, I don't like the sound of the voice.
No, that's us. There's like 3 other people in the room.
No, five,
five, my bad.
Yeah.
Are you guys having a live cast listening party?
What?
That guy, hold on, listen, that guy in the background, is that the guy that was saying the N-word over and over?
Who's the racist?
Yeah.
Who's the racist?
He's a little weird.
Put him on the phone!
Where are you from?
No, don't put him on the
phone. Listen, where are you from? You're from California.
We smacked him around. It's okay.
What's that?
We just smacked him around a little and he shut up.
Is that like a part of California with no black people? Or is that like...
Are you in...
Oh, no,
man?
Well, he's just a racist.
We love black people.
We love black people.
No.
We're stupid little white kids.
Nothing like a talk in the morning.
Oh, my God.
How old are you?
Smack you in.
How old are you guys?
We are 2012. I mean...
You're fucking retarded.
2012?
What's going on over there?
Are you guys... Not in Scientology. In human years. Guys, how old are you? There's a conversation. It works like I ask the question.
Hit on this. What's up?
You don't have side conversation. You don't have to call in to have a side conversation with yourselves, all right?
You gotta, this is a phone call. You're like, dude,
whatever the fuck you want.
Let's just talk to each other while they're on the phone.
Yo, so wait, how old are you?
21, shit.
You said 2012 before.
Wait, so what's your name?
Okay, I'm kind of retarded.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, he is. Hey, I got more important call. I'll call you guys back. Bye. Hello?
You don't hang up on us.
Hello? Hey.
Who's this?
Hello?
Damn, I ruined that one.
I wanted to just fuck with him. Because he said, we got another call. I got to pick it up. Fuck you. And then, like, he goes, hello? I was going to be like, I want to come get you, you motherfucker.
We did have his number. We could call him back and do that if we wanted. Later. Let's let them get a little more baked first. Let's call Seal. Get his number.
Hello?
I wonder if it's on Wikipedia.
Who is this?
I don't think Seal sounds like that, actually.
He does. He's African. He's like African descent, isn't he? His name's like
African.
93 letters long.
Well, just because you're descended from somewhere doesn't mean you have that accent.
It doesn't? What the hell?
That's just us.
So speaking of the Blicks.
Wait.
I can't say that.
Rewind. I'm sorry. Speaking of the African Americans.
And African British.
Well, not them. But obviously we have...
What do you mean them?
Those people? Is that what you're saying?
God,
Rob, I don't even want to sit next to you, you fuck.
No, this isn't about my racism. It's about Bill O'Reilly's racism. Because, you know, Obama was inaugurated this week. And Fox News is all pissed about it. And then there was this one... There was, like, you know, a bunch of balls after his inauguration. A lot of balls.
Lots and lots of balls.
A lot of parties. And, well, let's just play this one clip from the O'Reilly Factor.
Yeah.
In the Miller Time segment tonight, on Monday night in Washington, rappers Young Jeezy and Jay-Z performed a rant in public that offended many people. If you're a warning, we're going to play you part of what they did, and then Miller will react. Roll it.
I want to thank two people. I want to thank the mother ever seen that threw too soon to George Bush.
Yeah.
And I want to thank the mother who let them move their about the White House. He was going to be kicked off my president and motherfucker. I thought I'd say this, baby, I'm good. You can keep your. I don't want no more Bush. No more war. No more rap. No more white lies. My president is black.
Now, of course...
I didn't understand anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the bleeping, though. It's not like they weren't saying gibberish or anything.
I understood what they said.
He's too fuzzy. What was he saying?
He was saying, I want to thank the dude who threw the two shoes. He said dude. No, he said motherfucker.
Okay.
I'm lighting it up for you.
Okay, yes, please. In white talk.
I want to thank the dude.
We got Rob to translate from hood into a surfer dude. Dude, I wanna thank those bros who threw the footwear at the president, man. And then he said, no more war. No more Iraq. Fuck Bush, my president is black.
And then white people, what is that?
No more war, no more killing, man.
Dude. I don't like George W. Bush, man. I'm more of an Obama guy. Bro. And then Bill O'Reilly reacted.
Now, Jay-Z should know
it.
Better. I don't know much.
I want to guess what he said. He liked it.
Yeah. Nailed it.
All right, let's
about
see.
Young Jeezy, it is possible he will.
Young Jeezy.
I love how he says that. It's just awesome.
Let's start from the top.
Young Jeezy.
Now, Jay-Z should know better. I don't know much about Young Jeezy. It is possible he will appear on The Factor soon.
I don't know much about Young Jeezy, but we'll gladly have him on the show.
He might be related to Weezy from the Jeffersons.
I think it was low class Jay-Z. I've met him a few times. Seems to.
I thought it was Sleazy. He should really take it easy.
Sane individual. That was awful.
And then Dennis Miller, everyone's favorite has-been reacted.
I don't give a flying bleep what these two guys think. I thought.
See, he whited it up.
Oh, he knew to bleep it.
Yeah, he bleeps himself.
Can I ask something though? Like, who cares what Dennis Miller thinks? He hasn't said anything interesting in like 20 years.
Exactly.
I think that probably a lot of. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
A lot of people listening to this probably don't even know who Dennis Miller is.
That's a good point.
He was this guy that used to be on SNL. Doing the news, which, who does it now? Amy Poehler and the other guy?
No, just Seth Meyers.
Oh, she didn't get rid of her? Oh, yeah, she quit. That's
she,
right.
She got preggers.
But I used to be Dennis Miller. And when he had writers writing for him, he was, like, marginally funny. And then, like, when 9/11 happened, he became a crazy Republican. And now he's just on O'Reilly doing O'Reilly's. She's like, hey, babe, George Bush is the best, man.
He's just crazy now.
Flying bleep what these two guys think. I thought it was a beautiful day yesterday. If they couldn't ratchet down the hate for a day, that's their problem, not mine. And by the way, you're looking at an obsolete model there. Because if the dinosaurs were done in by the asteroids, role models in the black community like that are about to be done in by a shooting star named Barack Obama. And you know something? I, for one,
Obama, Young Jeezy.
And welcome the next 4 years in that hose can once again become a word about an implement that's used to till a garden at a community center.
He went there.
That's what all the rappers are going to start singing about now, garden tools. A hose.
We got a Skype caller. Skype caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello? Hi. Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
Hey, what up?
What's your name?
My name is Alex. What up? What the hell was that guy just talking about?
Nobody knows.
No, I don't know.
You mean us
or Dennis Miller?
A Young Jeezy.
That guy, what the hell was that?
I don't know.
Where are you calling from?
Torrance.
What's that?
From
California?
I thought you were calling from
a call and then played it for us.
What happened?
California.
We have a lot of fans in California. I guess it's early there now, right? It's only 7:23.
Yeah, it's only 7, so.
So you see,
we got a lot of free time on our hands because we don't do anything down here.
No, you don't do anything?
Nope.
Do you smoke?
We're a bunch of.
Hey, remember me? I called. Remember me? I hung up.
I see. It's the same three people.
What was that one guy?
They got their own show going.
Are you guys also doing a live podcast and we're like interacting?
It's a torrent injection live cast.
They couldn't get their own podcast, so they figured they'd just call in and hijack ours.
Yeah. We're trying to steal your airtime, so decided to call in and be like, what up?
Oh. All right, one at a time.
Where are you guys?
We're in Brooklyn.
We're actually trying to. Mail and hand from Toronto.
Guys, seriously, please just turn down the volume of us. Because it just comes right back to us, and we don't have to hear ourselves. We're saying it. We know what we're saying, you know.
Oh.
And turn down your cell phone, please.
Again with that.
Just turn off my Google notifications. So your porn subscription has expired. Oh, we have another call from the same. Oh no, 347. Hello, hello.
Who is this?
Who is this?
This is Heather. Who is this?
Hello, it's Cindy Frank's sister.
It's Cindy, Laura, and Kate.
You guys have to call you.
Hang up on him. I was supposed to hang up on whoever you were talking to and put up on the air.
Who is this?
I want an exclusive interview.
I know who that is.
They're clearly having a good time.
It's Aurora Finkelbein. Okay. Call ladies. Back when you get your shit under control.
Ladies, here's a tip, ladies. If you want to hear while you're conversating with us, all three of you should call and turn down your volume.
Yeah, we can put everyone on.
That way, yeah, because if you have us talking in the background, it creates an infinite loop of sound.
Here's another tip. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, you've never been sicker. Who the fuck?
Blow it up.
Wow, put your phone away.
Anyway. Now we have a Skype call again. This is the most interactive episode of the Metal Injection Livecast. What?
I guess people just love your program.
Yeah.
What? Our program. Is this Alex again? Alex?
No, this is his buddy.
Who's his buddy?
Buddy.
His buddy is... I'm Jones.
Jones?
Jones.
Are you jonesing for a beating?
Listen. Do you have anything interesting to say? You have 15 seconds. Go.
One.
I do. Thing I think is...
Hey.
I'm tired of...
Three-way.
I'm like tired of talking about a podcast.
Too much echo.
Wait.
Anywho,
I'm getting really annoyed with
you. Yeah, this is we're over this, guys. We're over this.
Goodbye. Call back with something to say.
Yeah. You know what could break all this monotony?
What? Oh no. Why did I ask?
We did pretty well. It was like 20 minutes before we played Ja Rule and Metallica. Have you heard this song, Ben? This is Ja Rule and Metallica collaborating on a song called We Did It Again.
From the Biker Boys soundtrack.
Yeah, probably one of the greatest collaborations of all time.
One of the greatest collaborations of all time featuring Metallica. It's second to Marianne Faithful. That horrible song they did with that.
Wait. Wait till you hear Metallica's part. Wait till you hear Metallica's part.
Well, the part in between before Metallica's part is pretty good, too.
I'm a rock star, baby!
Coming right
probably
now.
Probably the most of the song we played. Yeah,
I didn't even know
they never get to Metallica.
Here we go.
He said louder, and he does it like a pussy.
Ow!
For themself. Is your mind blown, Ben?
I'm speechless.
I wish they were speechless. He goes, this is the funniest part.
For themself. Nevermore, you're whipping boy. Louder.
Okay.
For themself.
You're going to let Ja Rule tell you what? The fucking yeah. Kill 'em all, James Hetfield would have fucking taken his intestines out and strangled him with it. I remember when the Black Album came out, and one of these guys at my job was like this fucking, like he looked like Cliff Burton, one of those guys with a jean jacket, you know, every day. He was a cool guy, but everything's so serious. He's like a blabbermouth commenter, you know? And then the Black Album comes out, and he's like, fuck it, nothing else matters, what the fuck, fucking 20 years ago, James Hetfield would have knifed that bitch in the vagina, you know, what, now he's all like, you know, and nothing else matters, fuck you, I hate you, what are you looking up, go ahead.
Wow, since we were on the top of Metallica, some guy made a compilation.
Oh, this is great.
Of Metallica. Like, Metallica is obsessed with death. So someone made a compilation of every time Metallica says die, death, or dying in any of their songs. And it's probably the greatest Metallica song of the last, I don't know, 15 years. So here it is. Die, 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 die 81 deaths.
Wow. Can you tell from which song each one of them is?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
We should have a contest.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think would happen if you played that again?
We would explode.
One way to find out.
More than just the comedy of how many times you say death, it's so telling, like, the difference in the sound of his vocals as they go from out, like, especially once it hits load, it's like a different person.
It's like a self-parody, because he just goes, damn!
Yeah. Even spells it out, damn! What is that other thing that we saw with David Lee Roth?
Oh, yeah.
The mic,
right.
We put a mic in the bathroom while David Lee Roth was taking a shit. I'm going to dig that one up now.
The shit or the mic?
Both. And the clip, resulting clip that happened.
Fantastic.
Yeah, just greets me one death, die, death, death, dying, dying, death, death, death.
All right, I got it. Okay. Here it comes. This is David Lee Roth. Take it up.
Why are farts so funny?
I'm not a simple life. Oh God, I'm running. Run on one more time.
Find farts as funny in Belgium as in America.
Apparently not, I don't know.
No, that wasn't as funny for you as it was for us.
Yeah, it was kind of rolling his eyes while you're farting.
But in Belgium, farts smell like maple syrup, though, so it's not...
Like chocolate.
Chocolate and beer. Not maple syrup.
It's Canada. What the fuck?
I'm sorry. That was very xenophobic of me.
Well, the sounds of David Lee Roth, of course, because there was an... Like, the vocal track from a recording session from, like, the 80s came out, and someone made a soundboard.
It's not the 80s. It says right there, Running with the Devil, that came out in the late 70s, 1977, I believe.
Damn,
get your shit straight.
Sorry, I wasn't even born.
It's only one of the best albums ever recorded.
Dave agrees.
Oh, yeah!
He just squeezed one out again.
We gotta laugh. I'm a sophisticated Belgian. Now you're just gonna reenact the audio clips we just played using the individual elements.
Yes.
Remember that time that he farted and then said yeah? It went like this.
That's a good idea, Fred.
Oh, yes.
Let's do that for the rest of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just play farts and David Lee Roth for the rest of the show.
Dave, are you down with that?
No.
He doesn't have that much poop left, Rob.
Well, what's your problem with poop?
I'll tell you all about it.
All right, go ahead.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow.
Where are you living now?
Waiting at home.
What, you're waiting at home?
What? I got no love.
Right, I'm just playing random things. It's endless comedy.
You know what's funny is just he does that online all day without a show. He just does it.
I'm at work and people just come up to me like, Rob, you're talking to yourself. Too much fun.
You're retarded.
I think we should go to our first music break. We should really... And this debacle of a segment. And
you know, we're playing music selected by our special guest.
By our contest winner.
Yes.
So tell us about this first band. Tell us what the theme of all the music we're going to hear today is.
I've tried to pick some Belgian bands.
Cool, right on.
So you can listen to something new, something fresh.
So Pantera, right?
Yeah, Pantera, man.
Alice in Chains.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know they're from Belgium.
So what's the first band you have lined up for us?
The first band should be Length of Time. We used to have a very good hardcore scene in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Holocaust scene?
Oh, hardcore scene,
that
sorry.
That too.
Schindler's List was actually filmed in Belgium, so all the good Holocaust scenes were in Belgium.
Ah, yeah!
I just found out.
Do people in Belgium find the Holocaust funny?
No,
you're about to say yes. I saw that. You're like, yeah. Oh, no.
He's like, hello, there's a big Holocaust scene, so yeah.
I know nothing.
Auschwitz.
In Belgium, we don't like fart jokes, but we like fart plus dead Jew jokes. Just kidding. You're getting very uncomfortable. I'm sorry. Just a joke. We make fun of ourselves, too. Don't get upset.
Yeah, Darren's fat.
Yeah. That's what Noah said.
They said I had sex with my mom and my dad last show. So.
No, we said you think about having sex with your mom and your dad.
And we all know you do.
Yeah, it's totally different. So anyway.
You called Rob sloth last week.
Yeah, what? We have to bring that up again?
I'm defending you that she shouldn't be.
We shouldn't.
No. Excuse me. Lamb goat called him sloth. I was just reiterating.
You reiterated it and cracked up laughing, rolling on the floor. All right, so what songs you got, Ben?
See, we make fun of all of them. So yeah,
we make fun of Sid.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
Sid is such a Sid. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went there. So I'm sorry.
Thank God they're only making fun of my name.
So I'm sorry. The band. What was the band's name?
Length of Time.
Okay. And any interesting factoids? Does their singer have stars on his face?
Yeah, from Brussels, where I'm from as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of music? It sounds like power metal.
Hardcore band.
Oh.
So, hardcore band.
I would say metalcore. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Can you give us a band that was contemporary American that you would think is similar to this band?
Not really. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well, play a little music, and then we'll be...
This is Chuck Landing. I fucked your girlfriend last night. While you snored and drooled, I fucked your love. She called me daddy, and I called her baby, as I smacked her ass. And then I used your computer to stream the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
Landington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection Livecast, at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Is this like the Auschwitz themed show for the week? Is it?
Wow.
It's like the third mention.
It must be some sort of anniversary of some sort or something. So we, of course, have our foreign fly-in contest winner, Ben.
Ben, who's about to ID the two songs we just played.
Yeah, Ben, tell us about the second song that we played. Who was that?
That was Doom Riders.
Doom Riders. Are they also from Belgium?
No, they're not.
I know that. But yeah, they're local, not local like from Brooklyn.
Not
local,
from Belgium.
Yeah, okay. Local like this country, right? Massachusetts, right? Is that what it is?
I'm not sure.
But yeah, that was, what album was that from? That was from the Split, right?
Yeah, this bit this year.
This year.
Ooh.
Yeah, interesting. And Sid was actually liking it. And Sid doesn't like anything that we play on the show.
Sid doesn't like anything on
the
show.
Well, the only other thing you play on the show is Ja Rule and Metallica, so you're not giving me much to choose from. I'll pretty much like anything that isn't. Oh,
why'd you cut it? Love that. Love that song. Can I request that? That's Sid. Sid just failed. Sid just lost at The Price is Right. I always think the people are so stupid on Plenko because they go like all the way to the left or right.
They outsmart themselves. They think, well, it seems like this wouldn't work, but that's why it will.
It's much harder to get towards the middle. I have to go. All right, never mind. It's getting too esoteric about Plenko, but
it's The Price is Right, guys.
Yeah. So, what's
your
point?
Have you guys seen Drew Carey on The Price is Right?
Yeah, I have. He's really awkward at it.
I think he's terrible.
Yeah, he's awful.
Yeah.
But people love him. Like the ratings went through the roof.
The old
really?
People.
Yeah.
Really? Because it's unwatchable now.
Well,
not that I've watched it, but I've seen some YouTube clips.
It used to be like shut-ins only that watched The Price is Right. And
right.
Now it's like the same people still watch it, and now like young people watch also.
Noah, we can hear your Starburst on the air.
Noah, what flavor is that? Wait, hold on, everybody. Let's disrupt the entire flow of the show.
No, please, go ahead.
Listen to Noah opening and eating and throwing away the wrapper of a Starburst. Go ahead. Louder.
Louder!
Ow! Yeah. Which you wear.
How does it taste?
Sour.
What flavor is that?
I
don't really care. I'm just making fun of you.
It's a raspberry sour chew.
Do you guys have a Starburst in London?
Yes, we do.
How about in Belgium?
Do you guys have McDonald's? Is it called McDonald's? Do you guys have Burger King? Popeyes?
No.
No Popeyes.
No.
Never going to England.
White Castle?
No.
What?
White Castle.
All they have there is White Castles. They don't need the restaurant. They just live in them.
International House of Pancakes.
No. What kind of international house is it? They don't have any in England.
What about in Belgium, right? Aren't they
were lying.
No.
Pancakes grow on trees in Belgium. They don't need a fucking IHOP. They just go in their backyard and pluck some fucking pancakes off the tree. And waffles. Waffles grow on the ground.
Oh my God. Somebody, can I have a plane ticket to Belgium?
When the Belgian Metal Injection has their listener flyout contest, you could enter.
And when it rains raspberry syrup.
Wow.
And the lakes are made of whipped cream.
Belgium is such a heavenly place. Why'd you leave?
What the fuck? What are you doing here? Can I go back with you?
Can I go back instead of you? We can trade places.
He'll be interviewing Between the Buried and Me, like, hello, this is Rob, a Metal Injection.
And,
what am I doing here? I want to go back to Pancake Land.
Yeah, I'm Ben. How you doing, Mom?
Yeah. Ben, I don't know how to speak French, so imagine this is French. Ben, you've grown.
Tremendously.
Mom, is it going to rain raspberry syrup, Ma?
I'm calling the Belgian police.
Where's my pancake tree, Ma?
I'm calling the Belgian socialized police force. Ben didn't have Elvis sideburns.
He didn't look like Sloth.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Get over.
I knew it was
Get
coming.
Get over.
But I didn't say it. I want credit for that.
Rob, when you're 80 and I'm 90, I don't want you to ever say that I didn't defend you about anything, because I defended you about Sloth against that cunt right over there. Why don't you eat another Starburst, you fucking Sloth insulting bitch?
Wait a minute. So it's an insult to Sloth that Rob looks like him? Fucked up.
Oh, man. I just dug it. I'm great.
Yeah, good job there, Dan.
Oh.
Well said.
I messed up my
head. Yeah.
You love it.
Oh, that's sad.
You know, I told that to someone because she listened to the show and.
Told someone that Rob looks like.
No. I didn't get finished. I was saying she listened to the show and brought that up, and she's seen pictures of him like on my Facebook, or whatever. And she said, he doesn't look like Sloth at all.
Oh, thank God.
And then she goes. And I said, yeah, but I don't know. I guess someone teased him about that before, so he was really sensitive when she insulted him about it. And she goes,
did I sound sensitive?
She goes, I kind of guess I see what she's talking about, but he's not like that. You know, he has hair. I was like, oh, my God.
So it's the hair that makes the difference.
Well,
that's a great story, Darren. That makes me feel so much better.
Well, I was saying that she doesn't think you look like him.
You said she saw it, kind of.
Oh, come on. You know how many insults I've taken on this fucking show already?
I'm over it. You see what kind of crap I got to put up with, Ben? You see what kind of crap? It's not a good show.
Look at all the people that insult you on metal injection forums. Not
on YouTube.
On other places.
Yeah. On YouTube. No, but that to me is almost as good as a compliment. Like a good...
Because they're watching it. So who the fuck cares?
Some of them are... my favorites are when they're like, can metal injection just fire this guy? Like, why are they paying him?
Yeah, Rob, fire yourself. They always think it's like a conglomerate that owns metal injection, like Viacom, you know?
Yeah, we have this huge budget, and oh, you guys need to see my Newcastle that I just bought. White.
It's in England and Belgium. He's franchised out. Now, you should put a little disclaimer at the end of metal injection clips or whatever, and they go, you know, Viacom, this is blah, 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 like the legalese, and have it be presented by Viacom.
We should have the old Viacom logo.
Oh, yeah, with
presented
the,
by Viacom.
Remember Deke from the 80s? At the end of those cartoons, Deke,
oh, yeah.
That little kid named Deke.
Oh, yeah.
We used to laugh at that because we were like eight. It said Dick on the screen. Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
So, being from Belgium,
how the pancake? How the
no, is Jean-Claude Van Damme your hero?
He is, definitely.
Oh, really?
He's my hero.
What about everyone else in Belgium? Did
no,
they take him seriously?
No. Everyone
no? Really? They don't, they're not into him?
No, we don't.
He's a joke?
He's a living joke.
Did you see that he did this movie recently?
JCVD.
Did you see it?
I didn't see
it's
it.
Good.
That's what
good.
That's what I hear. That's
I was
self-parody, right?
Surprised.
Tell me about it.
He's just making fun of himself. He's like an actor that hasn't worked. And he's him. It's like, what's that show?
Even Joan Malkovich?
No. That other show what's her name? She can't get work. She's an actress. And she. No, it was Lisa Kudrow. Remember when she had that show and she couldn't get a job?
Yeah.
So that's like that. And then his marriage is fucked up and his kids and everything. His relationships are all fucked up, and then he goes into a bank, and then there's a holdup in the bank, and he has to, like, save the bank by doing Jean-Claude Van Damme stuff.
That's pretty great.
It's cool. But it's dark humor. It's not action, you know, oriented.
Yeah. Wait, I think we're getting a phone call right now.
Really?
This is weird. Let's get this person on the line. Hello, caller. Hello?
Yes, this is JCVD.
Oh, is this Jean-Claude?
Yes, I don't like to be referred to as Jean-Claude. I like JCVD.
JCVD
only.
JCVD, do you know Ben? He's also from Belgium.
Who the fuck is Ben?
Who are you? I heard you saying that people don't like me in Belgium. This is a fucking lie.
Ben, how do you respond to that?
I don't know what to say right now because I'm so impressed.
Ben.
I think he's scared for his life.
Ben, let me tell you. Have you ever seen any of my movies?
No, because I don't really care.
Let me tell you, there's some fucking amazing shit in there. You ever see me do a fucking split? I'm 54 years old. I can still do the fucking split. Like nothing. Let me tell you.
Wait, JCVD, is that what you want to
call it? JCVD.
Okay.
Get it right.
JVCR.
Well, what's your fucking name?
Rob.
Hey, what's your last name?
Osbani.
Oh, you don't call yourself R fucking P. I'll kill you.
I don't
come
call myself
right
R fucking P.
I'll give you a nut shot.
Listen.
That's what I do.
Listen.
I give nut shots.
JKLN. Listen.
I'll just split and I'll go all the way down and my fist will be right at cock level.
Whoa.
Nut level. And I will just give you a nut shot and your nuts will rise up into your gastrointestinal system. That's what I do. That's what I do.
You are really proficient in like body parts.
Did you see that movie that your faggot friend was talking about?
What movie?
That one about JCVD. It's called JCVD. What the fuck? Pay attention.
Wait, I have a question. Why?
Did you see it or not? Answer my fucking question.
Well, I downloaded it. I haven't watched
okay,
it.
Okay, well, listen. You know how he was saying how I make fun of myself?
Yeah.
And I have a good sense of humor?
I was listening.
That's all fucking acting.
Oh, really?
I have no good humor about myself, so
no.
Don't piss me off.
I'm sorry. I just had
listen,
a few questions.
Nobody in Belgium has sense of humor.
Well,
it's impossible. Impossible to make them laugh.
I heard Belgians don't like fart jokes.
No, Belgians don't fart. That's why. Belgians do not fart.
But,
we just carry all these gas up inside ourselves until we are 60.
Well, when you split, you've never farted?
Never. Who told you this lie?
I saw it on the internet. I saw a YouTube clip.
That's someone using Audacity to put a fart inside. No farts come out of me when I split. I have perfect sphincter control. You're getting me off topic.
I'm sorry. No, I wanted to know, how did you find out about our show? Why are you calling into the Metal Injection Live?
I used to be a very rich man, and you know this.
Yeah. Well,
and
double impact, right?
Back in the 90s, I invented a device that will monitor all internet transmissions for mentions of JCVD. I was in my room eating waffles.
Did they come from the ground?
I hear the siren.
Did they come from your waffle garden?
Shut up. You think you're funny, right?
I'm just asking you a question.
You're so funny with your waffle jokes. Why am I getting more and more harsh as I speak? I don't understand this. Listen. With your yarn. Okay, sure. Ha ha, waffle funny, waffles. Ha ha. Syrup, syrup grows on trees. Syrup does come from a tree, you fucking dumbass. Not even a joke. It's called SAP. And I'm not talking about your secondary audio program on your television. I'm talking about real SAP. Anyway, I was sitting in my room eating waffles, yes, and I bought them in a store from Eggo.
Wait,
Eggo.
A Belgian eats Eggo? Ben, do you eat Eggos?
That's
do you know what Eggos are?
I don't even
think
this guy's fucking Belgian.
What?
Let me go. Show me his papers. Fax them to me. Show me.
You still have a fax machine?
Fax them to me. Yes, I do. And I have a telex also. Send them to me.
What's a telex?
Listen, not everyone has fancy email like in America.
You don't have like JCVD at Gmail?
No, I do not. No, it's one of you motherfuckers goes and registers that. I'll come and give you a nut shot. I swear on my life. I'll do it. I'll come here and give you one of these. Chia! Right in your penis. Like in your American penises. No, anyway, I was in my room eating waffles.
Oh, yeah, you were eating waffles.
Waffles.
Go ahead.
And I hear the siren. And I go down the JCVD pole into my control room. And it says, Metal Injection Live Cast. I say, what is this? And they say, Dumbbell. And I call. And I start saying, nigga. And you hang up on me. And that's, you don't realize.
Oh, you?
You don't realize that JCVD has the vaccine down. It is how you say, It is a tick. It's like a tick. Sometimes I'm walking down the street and I cannot resist. I see a pregnant woman and I just punch her in the pussy.
What?
I give her a punch. I give her a JCVD punch. Right in the puss.
JCVD, you are a horrible person. That's a terrible thing to
do. It's Tourette's. You see how this is French
that's
world?
That's not Tourette's. You're just a dickhead.
Dude, well, that's,
no
not what that's not what the judge said.
The who?
The judge.
What? The what?
The judge. You know the guy with the wig who sits out and rules
the
cases? He judges whether you innocent or guilty. The judge.
Wait, guilty or what?
Innocent. Listen. So I hear you, and then you keep hanging up on me. Why you do this?
I'm sorry. If you
you do not hang up on a guy, an actor, the caliber of Jesse Billy. You do not. This is wrong.
This is the most difficult interview I've ever conducted.
For me too, believe me.
You're not conducting the interview, though. I'm conducting.
I'm about to be on BCAT in about half an hour.
Oh, BCAT?
BCAT is the public access in Brooklyn.
Oh, not in Belgium?
No, ironically, it's called Belgium. It's called BCAT, too. It's funny.
Yeah?
I'm going to be on your BCAT.
Oh, wow. What show are you on?
Sorry, I have Tourette's. I keep laughing. I cannot help it.
That's not a side effect. Do you not know what Tourette's is, JCVD?
I am French. Are you French? Tourette's is French well. I'm going to be
on... How is it a French? Just because you say
Tourette,
with a French accent.
Tourette. I'm going to be on the Neil Alpert show.
What's the Neil Alpert show?
I don't need to explain this to you. Neil Alpert is like considered genius. In Europe.
Yeah?
Yes, the way he sounds these women and gets them to be knocked.
Knocked? What's knocked?
Nude, you know.
What?
Nude.
What?
Yeah. Without clothes.
Ben, do you have any questions for your countrymen?
No, not really.
Take the word back that I am going to nutshot everyone in Belgium if they do not comply with believing that I am a superstar.
A what?
You heard me, you piece of shit. You piece of meld.
Piece of what?
Meld. Ben, tell me what a meld is.
A mildew. You're like bacteria.
What? Why would you say such
Ben, tell him what a meld is.
Shit.
Hold on. I just heard my siren go off. Someone's talking about me on Skullmasters. I've got to go.
Thank you. JCBD, everybody.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you never know who's going to call into the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Amazing.
Always have celebrity guests.
Why do I always leave the room when we have a guest?
Dude,
I had to go.
You have such a terrible bladder. You
had to go merd. I had to drop a merd.
Wow. I think that is the hardest I've laughed in the history of the live cast. I don't...
I was crying. I had to go to the bathroom and wash my face.
JCVD, what a pompous asshole.
Ben, did you find that funny? Did that tickle your senses?
No.
Can I tickle
really.
Yourself?
Not enough mentioned of Auschwitz.
See, that makes him laugh.
He giggled, everyone. He giggled. We're just kidding. He loves the Jews, right? He loves the Jews?
Definitely.
Your lawyer is a Jew?
I don't even know.
Your accountant?
Accountant?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Are there Jews in Belgium?
Taylor.
I guess so, yeah.
Wait, for how many years did you live in Belgium before you moved to London?
24.
Oh, okay, so for like a while. And how long have you been living in London?
3 years or more.
So you're 70?
Yeah.
they use the metric system. what made you come here?
Here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
He won a contest?
Yeah. We already answered.
Yeah, all right, but really.
But yeah, why, yeah, yeah.
The contest, that was a weird reason. You don't remember.
We're doing away with the contest.
What an awesome contest that was, right? So are you just in New York, just hanging out in New York?
No, I'm going to go to Seattle this weekend.
Oh, nice, man. What are you going to do in Seattle?
You know Jeff Loomis lives in Seattle?
Oh,
you can hang out with him?
I'm sure we'll be there.
All right. Do you have his number?
I have his email.
You know who else lives in Seattle? Mud Honey.
Huh?
So why do you want to go to Seattle?
I'm going to get my hands tattooed.
Oh, is there like a famous tattooist?
Yeah, kind of.
What's his name?
Derek Noble.
Derek Noble?
Yes.
Isn't one person in New York can do it? Is it that good that he has to go to Seattle?
Yeah, that's a good excuse to travel, I guess.
Yeah, so...
What are you going to get tattooed on your hands?
It's hard to explain.
We have about
like an hour and
51
a half.
Minutes.
Yeah, well,
it looks sort of like a swastika, except there's waffles all around.
Yeah, that's exactly
so it's totally not
it.
Anti-Semitic. Yeah. It's fine.
It's a waffsticka.
We are going to hell.
You're
going to
get a picture of the Luftwaffle.
Wow. Look at what you started, Ben. This is all your fault.
I know. Sorry.
We were completely a Semitic show. And then you had to come around, and now we're anti-Semitic.
Yeah, we never made fun of Jews.
No.
What do you do in Belgium?
Yeah, he lives in London now.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Well, okay, sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
What do you do in London?
Stop smoking Starburst over there.
I just have a stupid retail job, so nothing exciting.
What store?
Urban Outfitters.
Oh my God!
No!
I thought it was gonna be like, is there an Urban Outfitters? Is that a joke?
No, it's not.
Should they have Hot Topics over there?
No.
Oh, Hot Topics.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You've been asking questions the whole time.
Okay.
Do you play music? Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, I used to play in a band when I was in Belgium. But
what kind of band?
Metal band.
Do you have any of their music? Of its music? Do you have any of the music? Do you have any of your band? Can we hear it? Do you guys have a MySpace page?
I used to play in a band called Liar for a bit.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, they're all MySpace.
What's the MySpace for?
It should be Liar something. I don't remember.
I'll do a search.
Yeah, do that.
tell us about the band, Liar.
So Liar was a metalcore band. They started everything, like, in the 90s. And I just joined them for a tour. I just did a few shows with them, so I have nothing to them really. But
what were you doing in the band?
I was just a guitar player for just we did like two tours together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever see any big American bands on tour in Europe?
No, because I'm a complete retard. So of course.
I don't know.
Sarcasm.
Wow, I don't think that was sarcasm.
It's your humor is really dry. I love it.
Yeah, sorry.
It's great. No, because you keep us on our toes.
That was more of a rhetorical question asking you to give a story about one of those bands.
American bands.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lots of them. I was on tour with the Black Dynamite Murder.
Oh, yeah?
You hung out with them?
Yeah.
With douchebags, right?
No, they're nice people.
Fucking douchebag.
No, they're nice.
Fucking douchebag. No, they're really nice people. If you're listening, please don't hate me.
I love you guys.
No. They're not listening. They have better things to do on Friday.
Yeah. How come you didn't go to Detroit hang out with them?
Why not?
You don't want to go to Detroit.
Why not?
It's Detroit.
Is it bad?
It's not good.
I've never been there. So.
You know what they're known for?
No.
Car factory.
Yeah.
And murder.
A murderous car factory.
And a football team that didn't win a single game this year.
So you toured with, what other bands have you toured with?
That's it. That's
just
it.
Black Dahlia
Murder?
You like touring? Is it cool?
Yeah, I know.
How come you're not in the band anymore?
I just... Slept
with the singer's girlfriend?
I need to... I don't know. I need to
you need to focus on your Urban Outfitters career?
No. I need to start something new in London, but it's just... I don't know, I didn't have any opportunity.
I'm sorry, did you say what instrument you played?
He said guitar.
I was looking for your band. Okay. There's a few, there's a lot of results. Liar is a very common name. Is it? Is this you guys, Black and White Photo?
Yeah.
That's it? From Nifty Kortrick. Oh, from Belgium. All right, that works.
All right, let's take a listen. It's the MySpace player ever loads. I'll talk it up. Hey, it's 72 degrees.
This is Aim for Destruction from Belgium's Liar. Let's
on the Z Morning Zoocast.
Ooh, groovy drums.
Noah's all choked up over there.
Give me a
English?
Any pictures of you on there?
This band is having to sell like 7 million records right now on their Amazon store.
You're welcome.
We want royalties, buddy.
You can tell this is a Semitic show. First thing we ask for is royalties.
We want people like this.
These fucking Jews. I like it. This is Retribution, see that thing, right?
I thought it was chocolate speak.
What?
Is that what all your songs are about?
If you want to check out some Liar, hit up myspace.com/LiarH8000.
What is eight? What's 8000?
There were 7,999 other bands named Liar.
That's the code area from the where they are from.
Oh, the area code.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I was talking to someone else about this on Twitter, actually.
Oh.
The social networking tool, and we were joking about how like bands today, when you're naming yourself, you got to think of like search engine optimization when you name yourself. Because like for example, this band's name is Liar. If I went into Google and I wrote Liar, your band would not be the first thing that came up. And lots of bands are like that, like The Network or United Nations is a new band. Like bands, you got to think about that. Like, will people be able to find my band on Google?
Well, maybe they just picked the name that was true to themselves.
Fuck that shit. It's about search engine optimization.
Fuck the music.
It's the fucking 21st century. Get a MySpace page. Get a Facebook page. Start updating, add 1,000 friends. That's how you get signed nowadays. Am I right or am I right?
There's going to be a band they just named like a string of random numbers and letters. So it's all in there.
It'll be perfect.
So that's all you got for that? That's the end of the whole thread?
That was it. You guys didn't contribute.
We exhausted the material.
I'm the only one that cares about search engine optimization in this room.
What if you named your band Search Engine Optimization?
Holy shit.
Let's see. Search
Wait,
for
it
right
search
now.
For it.
We need some Jeopardy music now. Why you do this? But we don't have it.
I don't think we have that. Where's the Price is Right?
Did you mean Liar?
Anywho. So you're staying with Frank, right? What's that like? What's that like? What's Frank like in the morning?
Tell him who Frank is.
He's fucking hot, like, straight away. Straight from bed. He's fucking hot.
He's an animal.
Yeah.
Frank, is that true? Are you an animal? What? Why don't you come closer, Frank? Why don't you come closer? Frank, why don't you come towards Darren's mic? It's not Darren's mic. Ben's mic. You going to be sharing the mic with Ben?
We've shared.
Oh shit!
Wow.
So what's Ben like as a guest?
He's actually incredibly clean, and
is that like a Belgian thing?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes.
Being clean, it's a Belgian thing, right? We don't have that in America.
Isn't that their national slogan? Being clean, it's a Belgian thing.
What kind of is this your first time in America?
No.
Oh, you're very well traveled.
He was actually at the show, the Between the Buried and Me Halloween show that we were at.
Oh yeah, you were there. Why don't you say hi to us, you jerk?
No,
what the fuck?
Huh?
Nowhere. What the fuck?
What was that from when Thor said that?
Thor Schretzi,
when he discovered that I was.
No, I don't know. This is the first time I'm talking to her. This is my Thor Schretzi. It's Thor Schretzi impression.
It's very good.
I know.
People tell me I look like him.
I thought he was sent here.
People don't tell you that you look like him.
Oh, we're still on that?
I feel bad for Rob when you do that.
Rob has no feelings.
I do that would be collective.
I'll be taking money for the Rob is Depressed Fund. Please PayPal your money to rob@isdepressed.com.
I bought a Goonies DVD last year. Does that count as a contribution?
So, how many other times have you been in America?
I was in New York last year as well.
Oh, that's right. Was in New York.
Yeah, that's right. Los Angeles.
Do you have friends all over these places where you stay?
Are you very worldly?
No, not really. Just Frankie's my only friend. He's the only person I know.
Funny story. You're Frank's only friend. So what have you done on this trip? How many days have you been here so far?
3 or 4.
Do you hate all Americans?
No, not at all.
All Americans but Frank?
No. Yes.
What percentage of Americans do you hate?
What percentage of Americans do you hate? It's just us here.
No, no one knows.
Yeah, well, no one's listening.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I think you have a nice culture here, so that's why I'm here.
No, come on.
We have fat people.
Yeah,
that's
you have Miley Cyrus.
That's the right answer. We were tricking you. We had the FBI listening.
Yeah.
So noble.
Not that clearly you're not American, I mean.
An American would be like, yeah, fuck the Belgians. I don't like those Belgians people. Who do they think they are with their crazy waffles with the pancakes growing on the trees and all that? I don't like it.
I don't give a fuck if you're from Belgium. I don't give a fuck if you're from Francia. I don't give a fuck where you're from. You here, you talk fucking English.
Love it or leave it, you douche.
And don't talk about any of that fucking lorry shit or petrol. It's fucking speak American. We invented that shit.
The only Belgian faggot that we respect is Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Because he can kick some fucking ass.
You see that movie Bloodsport?
You see that
shit?
That
was a movie.
Oh, dude.
I think that won the Oscar.
Bro.
That goop-looking fella. Yeah, he won Best Supporting Actor.
Bolo.
Sure.
That's Bolo. Bolo. Bolo won the fucking Oscar.
Oh, that's like that shirt my girl bought me yesterday, a Bolo tee.
Yeah, okay.
It was nice.
That fat was fucking tie you
it
wear
was $50.
All the fucking
$50. It's an expensive t-shirt.
You let your fucking girl dress you, you fucking homo.
I love her. She's my baby doll.
Bend over. All
right. That's pretty much every American for you right there.
Metal Injection live cast. Degrading everything about America.
Metal Injection live cast.
Fuck America.
The most love for America at this table is from Belgian gentlemen.
Yeah, the most respectful things about America were said by the foreigner.
Isn't that amazing?
It's
live
great.
Here a few months.
Well, I mean, back to the inauguration, Bush was booed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I thought that was great. I mean, people say it's a little disrespectful, but...
Well, he deserves...
Yeah, he didn't respect us, right?
Or anything.
What are your thoughts on Bush as a foreigner?
To be honest, I don't think that I can really judge because since I'm not from here, I prefer not saying anything because I don't really know.
Oh my God! What the
smart
fuck is
God.
Wrong?
Are you from Belgium or Switzerland? You're neutral on everything.
No. It's just that you know, I don't think I could really
you're
judge
than
like
us?
what he did for America.
What did he do for you?
What he did to the international community though? You know, like starting wars and everything.
Yeah, but. I don't know.
It's a war that's happening a lot closer to you than us. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Is everything cheaper here since you're used to pounds?
Yes.
It's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, it's very good.
It used to be exactly the opposite.
You think you're better than us? That's the theme of the show. Do you think you're better than us?
No, I'm
get out.
We made him laugh. Auschwitz and kicking him out of the country. Makes me laugh.
Frank set up a microphone, and apparently I don't know if you know this, but you snore.
Yeah.
You know this?
Yeah, I know that.
You know, because Frank tapes you snoring.
Go ahead.
And we got it. Jeez, that sounds like more of a scream than a snore.
Hey, wait, ready? Keep playing. Oh, you and
All right. Thanks, Tom Rye.
Tom Rye, everybody.
You know, I actually sing in my sleep.
Oh, yeah?
Have that clip?
Yeah.
Ben is banging his head.
We should record that.
Everyone at home, headbang across America and in Belgium.
Which will get to the rock.
Nowhere else in the world.
Which will get to the rocking part, and I can headbang.
What rocking part?
Give us a call, everybody. Our phone number is 646-929-1357.
There's only 30 minutes left if you want to talk to us.
Well, there's 35 minutes, but who's counting? I think we should do a quick music break, one song. Then we'll come back with Ms. Divitelli's thoughts on Obama's inauguration.
We have to.
We have to. It's in Washington. And, let me just do this.
Good job. Very professional.
Yeah.
This is Chuck.
Let me just cue this up.
Talk nasty, breathe fire. Smell rotten, you're a liar. Diseased health hazard. Scumbag, filthy bastard. But I'm not lying when I tell you we'll be right back with more of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
I'm gonna be the only one.
This is Chuck Flanagan, reminding you, I've got something to say. I raped your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time for hour two of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
And we're back with the final 30 minutes of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Ben, I do the songs we just played.
Yeah, what do we just hear, Ben? Or I guess DJ.
Ken Mode, it's a band from Canada.
I think he asked for just Belgian bands.
Yeah, I know, but...
What the fuck? No, they were pretty good. Ken Mode, is that a group?
Yeah. I think their bass player is the guitar player for Electro Quarter Staff.
Oh, yeah. I love that band. Yeah, let's check that band. And the band before that is some new bands called Entombed?
Yeah, brand new
Entombed.
Band. Yeah,
no, dummy, it's Entombed.
Entombed, yeah.
Oh, right. That's Belgium, right?
Yeah.
Entombed.
Just like you're going to be... You're going to be in Frank's bed later
on. Ew.
Just kidding.
We are approaching the last 25 minutes of the show. This is always a bittersweet moment because it's like, oh, the show's almost over. But then it's like, oh, the show's almost over. But thankfully, it's made a little better by our special guest correspondent calling us right now from
Washington,
D.C. Are you on the line? Our 70-year-old news correspondent.
Hey!
Mrs. Divitelli. Mrs.?
What's last? What's 70?
Is it Miss or Miss? Well, I don't. You never tell me your age. So
I don't go around throwing your weight up to everybody. You got to talk about my friggin' age.
You don't know how much I weigh.
I don't, do I? I live underneath you. I'm your landlady. Remember that. So all the cracks in my ceiling, I can scientifically figure out when you go to the friggin' bathroom how much you weigh. And it ain't pretty!
You don't always need to mention that you're my landlady. I mean, that's why I love you on the show.
I'm hoping maybe you'll grow a spine and pay me the 8 months of back fucking rent that you owe me.
Well, we trade.
Excuse my language!
You can come on the show.
Oh, good. I'll come on the show and talk to the 29 people you have listening every day.
Well.
Oh, so much fun. Oh, you know what I can do besides that? I can scream out my window and reach the same number of people. Why would I do that right now? Hey! It's the Mrs. Divitelli podcast! Hey, you, that drunk by the lamppost. What song you want to hear? I think my show's over. What do you think?
I thought that sounded like an entertaining show. I'd subscribe to that podcast.
Listen, what do you have me? First of all,
well, you're in Washington,
you're
right?
You took me to Washington with a one-way bus ticket.
We could only afford one way.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No, I mean it's not like I was having a party.
Because Roger, I've known you for 8 years, Roger.
Rob.
And I think I know what your name is by now.
It's Rob. You keep calling me Roger.
Okay, Robin. So,
no, it's just Rob. Rob Burke.
You think you know a person, and then they send you a one-way ticket to this Schwarzville, where everywhere you walk down is like crack vials.
Oh, no.
What the hell are you sending me to?
We sent you to the White House. Where did you go?
The White House?
Yeah, where are you?
There's no white within about 50 miles of here.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Mrs. D, there's no need to be racist. I mean,
listen, I love black people, okay? I just don't like crack vials.
Okay. Well, did you see the inauguration? Did you witness it?
Oh, I certainly saw the inauguration.
What did you think?
I was about 20 million people behind the stage.
Behind the stage?
There's people crowd surfing. There's all these people with ridiculous church hats that are like 97 times bigger than their friggin' heads.
Did anyone do drugs?
I didn't see anyone not doing drugs.
Oh my
As
God.
You know, I deplore drugs.
So you didn't partake in the drugs?
I think drugs are the worst thing in our society. And when people do drugs, you know, we do marijuana, it leads to other things like waffles.
What?
And syrup.
Well, waffles and syrup.
Terrible! And that's like probably the worst drug imaginable, these friggin' French people.
So wait.
I heard you talking to friggin' Jean-Claude Van Damme before.
Yeah, he called in the show. He's a fan.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
What's the matter?
It just gets me so sad.
What? What's wrong? Tell me about it.
I think I'm going to get so upset.
Why?
Because... Let me cock myself. What?
Sorry. It's raining.
You know... Stop. I'm not starting my flashback yet.
Sorry.
Turn it off. You know, I don't know if you know this, but Jean-Claude and I had a very torrid love affair in the year of 1954 when Mr. Divitelli was stationed in France and, Belgium, and he was away in the war and I was a lonely American woman and, well, you know, things happen.
Are you saying you had sex with Jean-Claude Van Damme as a child?
I'm saying that a woman's details should be kept private, her personal sex life. But I will say that waffles entered very private places.
Oh, my God.
And
can we move on from this? Is disgusting.
I will say that my vag smelled of syrup for about a month.
Terrible.
He found new wrinkles on me that no man ever has. And then he left me. He left me alone and crying, a Jewish broad in a land of
Frenchies. I thought you were Italian.
And I married an Italian Jew, but I am Jewish to the bone, you understand?
I always get it confused.
Because you're not that bright, let's face it.
Oh, you don't need to insult me, Mrs. D.
Listen, at least I didn't call you slaw. Oh! Come on! Noah, that was great. High five!
High five, Mr. D.
Now you're making friends with Noah?
I love Noah. Let me tell you why. Because she stays far away from the drugs.
No, she's a what?
She has great taste in men.
What?
She.
What do you know about her taste in men?
Have you seen her boyfriend?
What about him?
He's so manly.
What?
He's just 110 pounds of stud.
Steel.
A stud?
Steel!
Do you know we have someone from Belgium in the studio today?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ben.
Hello, Frenchie. How are you?
No, he's from Belgium.
But whatever.
You want to say hi to Mr.
Is he wearing a beret?
No, he's not wearing it, but that's so... Come on, Mrs. D. We're so above that.
Is he wearing white face paint like a pantomime?
What? He's not Marcel Marceau.
Talk to me. Where are you?
Ben, are you there?
I don't know what to say right now.
Neither do I, clearly.
So, Ms. D, what about Obama messing up the
other... That was friggin' hilarious!
What do you mean? Do you think...
Because everyone talks about how Bush is so dumb, and Bush can't do this. He knew enough to kill some Arabs. That was awesome!
Whoa, come on.
Let me tell you, nothing better than 100,000 dead Arabs!
Oh, God. All right, we're going to...
There actually is 200,000.
Oh, that's very smart of you.
Don't encourage him, sis.
I think we're going to have to get rid of
him.
Yeah,
this is too much, Bisbee. Get out of here. You offended the Arabs.
I have to go relive my glory days and find me a Belgian to bang me with waffles. Goodbye, Roger.
Rob, we got it off the phone. Unbelievable. Darren, you missed it again. Dude, you need to get that check. What do you have, IBS? Got IBS?
I have interview valve syndrome.
I get it.
I saw Ben looking at Mrs. Divitelli like she was on crack. He's like, what the fuck?
She was on the phone, though.
Yeah, well, he was looking at the phone.
Right. He was making faces reacting.
What was that, Sid?
Call.
We were video conferencing. We could see her.
Unfortunately. Thank God I was in the bathroom. That's the one dried up cunt.
Whoa. She does show it to us.
No, I meant
ew.
She's a cunt. She showed you her cunt?
She's fucking gross, dude. She was talking about Jean-Claude.
What do you have to do for your rent? Jeez.
No, I heard it. We have speakers in the bathroom while I was moving my...
We have very lovely, lavish studios here at the Metal Injection.
Yeah, we have studios in the bathroom.
That's so I know when to come out, when she's done.
Oh. See how that works.
So
we're nearing the conclusion. That's the last 15 minutes.
You can still get a phone call in if anyone calls us.
Someone should call in. If someone calls in right
Jeff
now.
Was gonna call.
Yeah, why don't you
I'm trying to get that.
I don't know about that. But why isn't somebody calling right now? 646-929-1357.
give us a call, and if you answer the trivia question, we'll give you a prize. That's right.
What's the trivia question?
Well, you have to call. It's a call.
Oh, so we'll think of one when they call.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see how good they are.
Who is the original bassist of Metallica?
Who is the bassist of the Belgian band Lie?
Liar.
You mean guitarist?
No, I want to know who the bassist is. I don't even know who the bassist is.
No, you come up with a search engine optimized name for Liar. And
yeah, that's the.
You win a CD.
That's the contest.
You win a Liar CD.
Any ideas for contest, Sid?
No.
Maybe we should
You're
ask
like
Patrick
Arthur
Swayze.
From last week. Arthur, we built him up and asked him a question, and he would just go,
You guys suck.
Yes.
This is awful.
Yeah, where's his fucking podcast? What's here?
It's on Sunday nights with our guy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. At the poker table, it's called.
Yeah, it's Arthur, Irv Gotti, and Benzino.
Nobody gets that but us. But.
Metal and Ted's don't know who Benzino is, right?
It's a car, right? Or some sort of
what?
It's gas.
You're joking, right?
No. Bad joke.
I just thought you didn't know who Benzino was trying to cover.
Things are slowing down here in the final 15 minutes of the show.
Yeah, next week we should get that hour and 45 minute slot.
Yeah.
we should have really, this is really bringing down the quality.
Well, get a topic, you dumb fuck.
How come Patrick's waiting?
Why don't you go to Metal Injection? I heard they have many metal themed stories on
okay,
there.
Okay, let's see what's in the news.
Oh, boy. How about a...
Well, apparently tonight there's an all-new episode of the Metal Injection livecast.
Oh, no.
Isis is recording a new record. That's exciting.
Woo!
I'm very excited about that. Because
you sent me the thing... Oh, I sent you this. The thing about the guy on the plane with the Arabs.
What about him?
He was really Turkish.
God, I don't know.
All right, never mind.
Rob doesn't read the email.
Great story.
He sent him.
The Faceless is touring with Arsis, Misery Index, and Tony Danza Top Dance with Chad Ganza.
Tony
in the South. Only in the South. Iron Maiden's coming out.
I have an ISIS question for you.
Sure.
If they were from Rome, what would they be?
What?
Italian ISIS. Brought the comedy right fucking back, just like that, back on the horse.
Wow, I'm blown the fuck away.
Man, you got, I totally didn't know where you're going with that.
Me too.
You brought it. Ben, was that, did you chuckle? Do you guys have Italian ISIS in Belgium?
That was probably the best joke ever.
So far in the last 2 hours.
Iron Maiden. There's going to be a documentary about Iron Maiden with the guy who did the Metal A Headbanger's Journey documentary, which was probably the best metal documentary. He shot a documentary about Iron Maiden.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It was really good.
And you can watch a trailer on the main page of Metal Injection if you go there right now. I mean, you know, I'm just saying. You know the website, right? It's metalinjection.net. Just in case you don't know. But,
did you hear about how Miley Cyrus was defending... The fact that she was wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
I just want to know, like, what the fuck is with this new trend of, like, dumb Hollywood bitches wearing Maiden shirts? Like,
it's
her,
cool
Drew Barrymore.
Scarecrows on your t-shirt.
Yeah. It's like, no, didn't you start that trend? Weren't you the first person wearing Eddie t-shirt?
Yes.
Dumb Hollywood bitch.
In high school, which was, like, 7 years ago.
Yeah, now all these dumb sluts, this Miley Cyrus. Do you think Miley Cyrus has ever heard Iron Maiden?
No. But I think the funny part is that she was doing it on, like, some YouTube video. She was saying it. And whenever she would say, like, song names, she would look over to the side as if she was reading from, like, a piece of paper. She's like, yeah, I like
Run to
the
Hills.
Mills. Yes, I like.
Can you name those names? Seventh son of a seventh six.
Number. Fear of
Sun. We're going to play her talking about it.
Well, it's not like right at the beginning, so please don't make us sit through that.
No, it is. It's near the beginning.
It's like a minute or two in.
An edited version.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Hi, I'm Miley Cyrus. I really like Iron Maiden, so don't make fun of my t-shirt, okay?
Is that Julia Stiles?
I'm
Julia Stiles.
It's just graphics of the quotes of her
Not actually.
That's really good for the radio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever hear Julia Stiles talk? It's so funny how she's all like, I think she's kind of hot, but she's sounds exactly like a man.
So what? This doesn't turn you on?
Oh, man.
You sound exactly like Julia Stiles when you do that.
I am Julia Stiles.
We have to. Julia! Good to have you in the studio.
Can I dance around?
Oh, your penis is showing through the bottom of your skirt. Can you cross your
legs? Oh, excuse me. Let me tuck it in.
Strangely hot. I don't know why.
Yo.
There we go.
It's Miley.
And Brandy.
Only she's wearing a wig.
And Julia Stiles.
That's so funny.
Miley, your penis is also sticking out
of your mouth.
And I think that is awesome that you can be loyal and amazing fans. And I'm in my world.
I'm a horse.
This is why we need a second computer so we can queue up sound without.
I told you it wasn't in the beginning.
Okay.
All right. Melon Jackson Livecast.
Hold on, I think we're getting to it here.
Featuring Miley Cyrus.
I know you guys probably check up on some cool sites of like different pictures of me, every day, like paparazzi shots and whatever. And that's
whatever.
Awesome. And I love that. Yeah. And I think it's great that you guys get to see like out and about and all that kind of thing. Because sometimes
and my penis sticking out of my skirt.
It's cool that you guys get to see all the different pictures. I love it. So I'm sure you guys have seen me rocking an Iron Maiden shirt lately. Iron Maiden! Woo! And.
Wow.
That's our friend in the back.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that how metalheads sound?
My Chemical Romance! Woohoo!
And I know there's been some people saying, oh, she's a poser, the only reason she's wearing Iron Maiden is because she wants to be like a rock star or whatever. You guys don't know my life? You don't know if I like Iron Maiden or not?
She's turning the kid
and now, off. And now she breaks it down in a rap.
The people that are trying to diss, because they are on my list of people that don't like me, and I really think that,
she has mad flow.
I think she's friends with Ja Rule.
Ow!
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's cool. Just because you guys sit around all day at school.
She's trying to help the friend.
And that's the key. But that doesn't mean you can go making fun of me. Oh!
We need to rip this
down. The Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills. Good song. You guys should check it out. Fear of the Dark. Good song.
Do you see how she looks over to the side?
Running Free.
Her dad is
good
holding
song.
A piece of paper
check
with
it
the names.
It's
shaved into his mullet.
Oh, her friend knows one too. Hold on. Let's put that.
Her friend
check
can too read.
Running Free. Good song. Check it out. My personal favorite is Sanctuary. Yeah.
Oh, they're totally reading. It looks like there's like a track listing.
No,
personal favorite is.
It's on the screen. Like
the
camera's on top of their computer, and then like under it is the screen, and they're glancing.
That's a good personal. So thank you guys, and I actually do like Iron Maiden.
It's like
so
the Zapruder film where Adam Levine, how they fucking like came up with Iron Maiden.
No, seriously, how is he still famous?
Her father is a billionaire.
But he's nice. Billy Ray Cyrus, he had one song.
She's famous because of the show. He wasn't famous anymore.
Yeah.
Like, he's famous because of her.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know who Miley Cyrus has been? Are you familiar with
that? Lucky.
You are better off.
No shows ever fail on the Disney Channel. Like, they just make any show, and billions of kids will just watch it because it's on the Disney Channel.
Because kids, because parents don't, like, you know, hang out with their kids. They just stuff them in front of the TV and let TV raise them.
So
it's My Little Rings.
You can blame parents.
Parents fault the Miley Cyrus fans. But you know who I hear is a Miley Cyrus fan? Dave Mustaine. I hear he's a big Miley Cyrus fan.
Oh, my God.
And
I looked her.
Dave, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. It's not Big Bird.
Is it the real you?
It's the real me. Thank you, band.
Now, why did you show up late to work on today?
What do you mean I showed up late to work?
And why don't you pay your bills?
What do you think, I'm broke?
What do you think of the new president?
What do you mean I can be the president?
Is there a new way?
As long as he's a Christian, I'm okay with it.
But is there do you think there's a new
way? New way!
Will you be the first in line for the Obama?
Why don't you just play the song, dude?
I don't know.
Because it's much funnier when you do.
So you're a Christian, Mr. Mustaine?
I believe in Jesus.
But did
it's
Jesus
born again?
Did Jesus do cocaine?
Jesus, no, I stopped doing cocaine. You're on the air. What to talk about that right now?
Sorry. So you guys are recording a new. Oh, what's that, Dave?
Me not doing cocaine.
Dave, are you recording a new? I hear you're recording a new album right now.
It's
right?
All about Jesus.
what's the album called?
It's called Jesus Death.
Jesus Death.
It's called Jesus Sells and Everyone's Dying.
Ben, I know you're a big Megadeth fan. Any questions for Dave Mustaine?
Who the hell is Ben?
Ben's our friend from Belgium.
Is there a Belgium
do
you
have any
bar?
Coke that I can't do?
No. Belgium's are known for their Coke.
Chocolate.
But have you toured Belgium, Dave Mustaine?
Where's that? Never heard of it.
You never been to Europe?
I left it to Randy Savage. Ooh, yeah.
It's interchangeable almost.
Very similar.
Yeah. Dave Mustaine, ever.
All right. Got a goal.
Why am I, like, everyone, like, looked at me like, all right, Rob, start something else. This is a team effort here. Sid, go ahead.
We should just start wrapping up.
Yeah.
We have 5 minutes.
We
have to do what we learned today.
Okay, well, what did we learn today?
We learned that Patrick Swayze got out of limbo because he wasn't here.
Well, yeah.
Or maybe he is Patrick?
Aw.
What do you mean, aw?
I was trying to get through before, but I think I called when you guys were talking to that Jean-Claude Van Damme guy.
Well, Noah, how'd you know he was in the ether like that?
Because he haunts the board sometimes.
Are you Whoopi Goldberg?
No, you know how yep. Jean-Claude Van Damme has his detector? Patrick Swayze has the exact same detector.
In limbo.
Well, we all get one, but the only one that ever gets any hits lately is me.
Oh.
But that's Jean-Claude. He's a good guy. We hung out in 1989 at the People's Choice Awards. That's a good time. We hung out in Tahoe.
Yeah.
What were you guys doing?
You know, some coke, a couple of hookers.
With
was a young
Filipino kid. Oh, my God.
Sexy.
Could you guys, do you do splits, Patrick Swayze? You do, right? Dirty Dancing, right?
Well, in my current sick state, if I did a split, my entire bowels would fall out of my anus.
Jesus.
So doctor recommends I don't do splits anymore.
Did you guys have a flexibility contest?
I won.
You have a new show coming out now, right, Patrick Swayze?
It's already on, but I can't see it because I'm in limbo. We don't get TNT in limbo.
I thought it sounded like A&E or something.
We don't get that one either. Only the basic channel.
What channels do you get?
We get CMT. It's Spike. Animal Planet, and C-SPAN 2. Yeah, it's a lot of C-SPAN 2.
Not C-SPAN 1?
No.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, that's a premium channel.
What about the prayer channel?
We get the prayer channel.
That's my favorite.
But they don't take requests, so it doesn't really help any of us. If we could call in, perhaps.
Dave Mustaine, you want to know about Limbo since you're going to be there pretty soon?
I like the 700 Club.
Pat Robertson's actually here right now.
Oh, yeah? He's there? Can you put him online?
Hold on one second. Hello? This is Pat Robertson.
How are you doing, Pat?
I don't know how I got here.
You're on the Metal Injection livecast, Pat Robertson. Can you let the metalheads know who you are?
I think you're all sinners.
But who are you?
I'm not a sinner. I'm a man of God. I'm actually here just, you know, doing some PR.
For what?
Shaking some hands, kissing some babies in limbo.
Wait,
trying to win some for our side.
So are you not a metalhead?
Not at all.
What about Christian metal?
I like Conway Twitty.
Who?
He's very good.
Who?
I like the old jazz standards. None of that race music. I don't
90 know. Seconds.
No, we only have 90 seconds. Sorry, Pat Robinson.
I'll talk to you guys later. Edith Piaf. She's all right.
Anyway, we're gonna wrap it up here since we only have 90 seconds and we're kind of fucking over you bitches. But thank you for tuning in for another amazing edition. I had a good time. Jean-Claude Van Damme really made stuff, so that's really that's really what this episode is all about.
And waffles and
Ben, thank you for sitting in and
Ben, I want to say, jokes aside, thank you for being a good support. Yeah, you were very. Give him a round of applause because he was awesome. Any final words, Ben?
Well, have a good night, everyone.
So polite.
Yeah,
so polite.
I know.
You should kill yourself.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get out of here on that note. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week, every Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. That's when we do our show. So you should listen.
Or don't listen.
This is Chuck Flandington reminding you, I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been, hanging on to promises and the songs of yesterday. But I made up my mind, I ain't wasting no more time. Here we go again with the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.